Your lips look sore. That's how you're making your cash out there?
What do you say you and I move away from Mom together? It's a promise.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, as soon as I have the money.
Are you coming back?
Never.
Yo, I got our ticket out of here. Rumor is this guy is sitting on at least 300K. Boom!
That's our guy.
Wait, is he blind?
We messed up to rob the blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's a saint, bro.
Guys, money's probably in there.
Who's there?
Stay right there.
Let me go, please. Okay, I swear to God.
Shh. Don't breathe. Just talk real quiet like this, because you don't want that big motherfucker Stephen Lang coming after you.
Why is this movie called Don't Breathe? I've been, like, stuck on that since I just walked out of the theater seeing this, you know. We see these Sony movies in advance, and they always have weird-ass titles, and usually that's the one that sticks with me the most, even though Sony movies always do kind of come out fucked up in a way. But Don't Breathe. I forgot who directed this. Fiddy Alvarez. That's what I'm going to call him. Fiddy Alvarez. Yeah, Fiddy Alvarez. And he's making the thriller film, which I don't know why the posters say horror on this, because ain't a damn thing about horror in this film. But I guess that's just their way of marketing, just to get people in the seats, because people will pay to see any kind of fucking horror film. But Don't Breathe should have been called Don't Start None, Won't Be None. You'll get a bullet in your ass. Go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So we open up with Stephen Lang as the blind man. They don't have a name for him or anything like that. And he's dragging some girl, bloodied up and stuff like that, in the middle of the street. Then bam, cuts to a scene where you got these three kids together. I wouldn't even call them kids. They're like in their mid-20s and shit like that. You got Alex, played by Dylan Minetti. I'm trying to remember what he was in that. He was the brother of Alexander in the terrible long-ass title. He was the main lead in Goosebumps. He was in Prisoners. He's in a couple of things. You've seen him around. Then you got Daniel Zavato playing Money in here. And you got Jane Levy as Rocky. Rocky is the chick you see, and she's possibly the main character of the film, and obviously the trailer tells you that. So, you know, they pretty much break into houses, and it's simple and easy for them because, you know why? Alex's father works for a security company that supplies the whole city. By the way, they live in Detroit, so that should be enough reason why they do what they do, because that just seems to be normal. Which, by the way, I got a lot of shit I want to bring up about this movie, and where I just want to ask any of our spoiling bastards out there, if they're from Detroit, is that just normal for a normal day in Detroit, even when it's sunlight and shit like that? Because they're robbing these houses in broad daylight, which, you know, that's almost like rookie mistake 101. But then again, your dad pretty much owns all the security companies, so why not rob their ass? So anyway, they don't take money. They got at least Alex, he's got a code, because he knows all the laws and stuff like that. You know, the whole breaking and entering and all that, because, you know, his father hangs out with cops and stuff. And pretty much, he's only tagging along because, let's just be real, he's pussy whipped with Rocky. He's trying to fuck that. He wants to get in on that, but she ain't lying. And she's dragging him on this, and she knows, and she's dating Money. Money is just a dick. I mean, he's just the scumbag of the earth or whatever. I mean, it ain't enough for him to just break in your house and take your jewelry and shit like that. No, he's got to piss on your floor and break shit and stuff like that. He's got to do a bunch of other ignorant ass shit, too. And they realize that, or at least Money, he realized, I ain't making shit selling jewelry and stuff like that. I'm getting robbed. You know what? I want money. So he looks up this house where Stephen Lang lives as the blind man. He didn't share that information. He just says his daughter got killed in a hit and run accident here. He got a settlement from this rich family, which they paid him millions of dollars to just say fuck off or whatever. And he's probably got it buried in that house with him. Okay, that's plot number one wrong with this damn thing. Why in the blue fuck would you assume if someone had a settlement years ago? It wasn't years ago. It was probably like months ago, actually. Actually, I don't even think it was months ago now that I think about it, because there's another twist in this film, whatever. I'm just like, wait a minute, she wasn't even showing, so how the fuck could this been years? Okay, that movie's some bullshit. Anyway, why in the blue hell would you think he'd keep those millions of dollars in his house with him? Why? That's like, and what makes you think you could find it, by the way, if he did keep it? You think he just lays it on the fucking table and counts it every goddamn morning or something like that? Like, what in the blue fuck? What criminal thinks like that? But then again, to their credit, the money was there. I mean, obviously, because they gotta add something to this fucking story. Somebody gotta get something out of this shit. And back on plot synopsis now. So they decide, hey, we're gonna rob this dude. Alex is like, nah, I don't wanna do it. But then, you know, he realizing, like, you know, Jane Levy, Rocky, she's got a daughter, or, you know, they never really specified if that was like a daughter or her mom's daughter, so her sister, basically, anything like that. I'm just gonna assume it was her daughter. The movie doesn't do a good job showing you that. And she lives in some trailer park, 8 mile trash shit here. And mom's fucking some random dude, whatever. He moved in with them. They doing drugs and shit like that. And she's just, her daughter like, Mammy, I want to surf. And the mama's like, girl, there ain't no goddamn surfing in Detroit. This is Detroit. What the fuck? Ain't even no water over here, girl. She's like, you know what? Let's move to California. Let's move to California where they all surf at. That bitch ain't going to be no surfer. Come on, let's be real. And she decides the only way she can do that, she got to get this money. So she's down robbing this place, and she's just begging Alex, come on, Alex, let's do this. You got the keys, just give it to me. She's pretty much tempting that boy on. He's just like, shit, maybe I got a chance, you know. And they pretty much make it out and saying, bit Negro, you friend-zoned like a motherfucker. Even her boyfriend tells her, bro, you ain't got a chance with her. He's like, you're just sitting on the sidelines. He goes, like, as you watch me and her fuck, I'm just like, I'd have shot that motherfucker right there and be like, yeah, now you down on the ground, huh? Who you think she gonna fuck now, huh? Either way, though, so he decides to go on and break in his house. Shit kind of goes out of control. I wouldn't say out of control, really. Basically, money brings a gun. He's like, Alex is like, why'd you bring a gun? He blows the lock off a door. He thought he drugged Stephen Lang, or gassed him. Stephen Lang wakes up, because obviously who wouldn't hear that loud-ass gunshot in the first fucking place? And you busting a lock, too. And I'm sure he's got that damn thing booby-trapped with a bell like he had for the thing that was downstairs in that basement while it was locked up. He comes down, who's there? And next you know it, he grabs the guy. I love it because Money's like, hey, man, you move any closer, I'll shoot. This dude's still moving closer. I'm just like, you know, that's the point where you're supposed to shoot his ass. I mean, you've making the warning verbally, but you're letting him get in close. Mind you, they even set up that this man had special ops training and stuff like that, and he lost his vision in Iraq. Okay, he's got special ops training. Don't think because he ain't blind, he won't beat your ass, whatever. My best friend, short story here, one of my best friends, back in the day from grade school, his father is blind. And this dude used to blow my goddamn mind of how much he knew his house. I remember he told me, he said, well, P1, yeah, because I told him, I said, I see you running the street the other day. He was like, I was working out. I was like, well, fuck, you can't see. And he was just like, well, when you live in Compton for as long as I did, for like 30, I think he said 40 years or something like that. He's like, you just know the streets and stuff like that. Like one time I knocked on the door, I heard a loud banging noise, whatever. I heard shit moving. I was like, what the? I almost kicked the door down, whatever, and shit, because I thought something was going on in there. And I just said, Mr. Blanks. Oh, damn, I just said his name. Anyway, whatever. Mr. Blanks, I heard a loud noise in here. What happened? You fall or something? He was just like, nah, I was moving furniture around. I was like, the fuck? What do you mean you was moving furniture around? What? My dumb ass, I didn't want to be a smart ass, but I was just like, so you didn't like the way it looked before or something? I mean, what you mean you was moving furniture? I was so baffled and confused by this man. And mind you, he was he served in the army, so I forgot which platoon and all that stuff, whatever and stuff. But he's had special training and stuff, and he just says, well, you know, your other senses start to heighten up when you lose your eyesight or anything like that. And so, you know, you can only imagine that a motherfucker with special ops training is even worse. He thought he was going to show Money mercy, but then he blows Money's head off, and everybody goes, oh, my God. And this is the part where you're supposed to feel sympathetic for these characters. But in my mind, I was going, yeah, blow that motherfucker's head off. Shit, he shouldn't have broken your goddamn house. He going to point a gun. Who the fuck he think he is? Whatever. I was like, I hope he find these two other motherfuckers, too, while he's at it. Honestly, I love how this movie there go your plot synopsis, basically, people. I mean, they break in his house. He locks them in with them because this shit's boarded up and everything like that. They're trying to find their way to escape, only to find a twist, which I'll get into a little bit later. There goes your plot synopsis. Bam, bada bing, bada boom. Okay. Honestly, this movie wants you to feel sympathetic for these three dickheads right here, and you don't give a damn about them at all. Matter of fact, they are terribly written as characters. They are awful as characters. One is pussy-whipped, the other one's a douchebag, and the other one, they try to make the most sympathetic by saying, oh, she has a daughter, you want her to win this. It's like, no, she's robbing another man of his millions so she can have a nice life. Fuck her, okay? And the thing is, too, when he was beating on her and shit like that, I was the only one looking. I was just like, yeah, you should just put a bullet in her head. Beating her ain't enough. I think you need to murder her all. Like, I don't give a shit about any of these characters in here, except for the blind man, because he's the one that's wrongfully being done here. He should blow all their heads off, and they make him out to be the damn bad guy. Look, I'm gonna tell you this right now. They saw him before they broke into this house, and they was like, oh man, robbing a blind man, that's wrong, whatever. I'm gonna tell you this. Fuck him being a blind man. That's Stephen Lang. Even as a blind man, that motherfucker's intimidating. He's got this big-ass meaty dog that's going on, too. Which, by the way, you probably care more about that dog than anything else in the goddamn movie, too. But this dog is huge. I mean, I saw the size of him. I ain't just talking about his height, but his body mass on him is just thick as fuck. I was like, holy shit, dude. This is like the evil version of the Sandlot. They talk about that man's fence you never hop over because there's some big, ugly dude that lives there with a big-ass Goliath dog or whatever and shit. That's what I kept thinking of. I was like, yeah, that's that big-ass mammoth of a dude with Goliath as a dog and shit. I think that dog's name was Goliath. And this dog was a damn trained killer. I think this dog was a special op because at the end of the film, I love it. She's like, you're out of your element, motherfucker. I got away. And he just stands and he looks that way. That dog comes running out. I was like, oh, you better run, bitch. I said, get her, Cujo. Get her. Get that white meat. Oh, get her. I'm on the supposedly putting this in quotes villain side of the thing here, which that's why I don't know why they call it horror. This is definitely a thriller. Now, let me get some positives out the way of the film first. Stephen Lang is great in here. And what's so great about him is he doesn't talk. He doesn't talk throughout the whole film, except for a few little words. And then probably later in the film, when a discovery of the twist is found out, that's when he starts to start laying on his dialogue a little bit more. I thought the twist was something else, but it came out to be something else, what it was, which I gotta say, that kind of was fucking ridiculous and silly in some parts. Another thing I love about this movie is I love what they do with the camera work. It's a bottle film, but when they first break into this house and each one split up to go in separate rooms and shit like that, the camera, the way it moved and rotated around to each character, what they were looking at, oh, that was shot beautifully. I mean, I was like, wow. I was like, I'm impressed with the... I said, Sony did this? Sony? What? I was shocked by the motherfucker like that because it looked damn good. It starts to wear off a little bit because they do it multiple times. And the reason why it wears off is because even though the movie's only an hour and 28 minutes, it feels like it goes on forever because it has about 20 different endings. And you just like, Jesus Christ, wrap this film up. Whatever. So it starts to wear out on itself and get tired of its own technique in a way. Because you can tell that, y'all really just don't have nothing else to do here. Like, this movie easily, like, seriously, honestly, I thought it was going to be like an hour long. At least 45, 50 minutes. I was like, this shit's already happening and stuff here. Back to these characters. Another thing I like, too, the dog. How could you not like the dog? Who doesn't like a good dog? I mean, it's really a dog that listens to his owner and attacks whoever the fuck gets in the way. That dog was awesome. They thought they drugged this dog. This dog woke up in about a couple of maybe 30 minutes or something like that. He was just sitting there. He was just like, so y'all locked my master in that room down there, huh? Okay, that's cool. That's cool. All right, that's cool. But what y'all gonna do about me? Because I'm hungry right now. I ain't ate in days. And I ain't had white meat in God knows how long now. And I want a piece of it. Yeah, that dog was vicious as fuck. So basically, they find the movie. I mean, the money. It ain't in this fucking door that money decided to blow off. It's in the closet that Rocky was hiding in. It's in a safe. She remembered the passcode. There's money in there. Oh, my God. He checks it out. So they decide. They grab the money. Her and Alex. They grab the money. They decide to go in the basement because all the doors are locked in. He's locking them in with him or whatever. And, you know, you could tell Stephen Lane didn't want to kill money to, because he's like, fuck, I wish I wouldn't have done it. Oh, whatever, fuck it. And you know, he decides, he starts filling the place. He boards up everything that they broke and stuff like that, not knowing that these two were in the house yet. And then the reason why he starts to know is because when they try to escape, they go down in the basement and they run into someone you see in the trailer chained up and shit like that. And at first, I thought, okay, did he lie about the whole thing? Or was it a lie about his daughter being murdered and stuff, and he just kept her chained up in the basement? Because there's a scene where they let her go and he kills her. Yeah, he shoots her because they thought they escaped, but he had a trap set up on her where a bell went off and stuff like this. So obviously he knew that they would try to escape through that door, cellar door at the to the outside. So he waited there and he opened fire like a motherfucker, and he shot her. He shot Alex in the ear. So then he missed Rocky, obviously, because she's the main lead. You ain't gonna kill her. And he starts crying. He's like hugging her and stuff like that. I was like, oh, maybe that was his daughter, not his because before that, she says that she was the person who ran his daughter over. And I was like, that's what you get, bitch. You get a tombstone in the damn. So I thought it was just like, cool, he took vengeance because she had a newspaper in her hand that said, oh, the court found her not guilty and stuff like that of this hit and run. She was not guilty. She was let go. So I found it to be awesome that he took that blind man. I don't know how he got this girl. I don't know if he went to her house, whatever it was. But he took matters in his own hands, chained that bitch up in his basement and said, you gonna live your life here and I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. You took my daughter from me, okay? And, okay, everything after this, he ends up shooting this girl. She dies. He's crying and stuff like that. He beats the fuck out of these other two. I mean, I love it because you see that scene where he's like, now you'll see things the way I see. He doesn't even say that in the movie. It's only in the trailer. I was waiting for that line. That line is pretty cool. And he starts just going crazy because, you know, and this motherfucker is scary with a gun, too. He's got a gun. He's just like, oh, you don't want a blind man with a gun. They can't see shit. And I love what the film did with this whole gray screen. And like, it didn't do that green screen shit that it does when people are in the dark and horror films or whatever. That shit is just retarded. But it was like a whole gray screen. Somebody's dying. It was a gray screen of how they see things and how the audience perceive it to see. When they thought they escaped, he got a hold of them and he beat the fuck out of Alex. I'm talking ass whooping like a motherfucker. I mean, and I love it because she thought she got away, Rocky, because she threw the air vent. The dog jumped through the damn air vent. He used the little platform she used to get up in. The dog jumped, and she just fell, and I heard bones cracking. I don't even know how she was walking. She thought she was going to make it out. Stephen Lang grabs her ass from that fucking air vent, too, and he just starts punching her. I was like, damn. You know, because normally you don't see a big-ass jack dude like that hitting on no woman, but the punches were brutal as fuck. Like, you can tell Stephen Lang's been in a few fights or two, whatever shit, because he was throwing some legitimate ass punches and shit like that. Like, I'm talking like you've been up in a goddamn MMA ring or something like that punch. And I was like, he was throwing straight right arms, just straight right arms, whatever shit. And I was like, god damn, dude. And then again, I was like, yeah, beat her ass. She shouldn't have came up in here. She made you kill this girl and everything. So anyway, he ties her up now. He thinks that Alex is dead. But he ends up stabbing the wrong body. He stabbed Money's body again. So Alex actually lived through this. And he's talking. And I love... I like the mystery of him not talking. But I did like this conversation he had with her. As far as saying, you know, he was just like, you know, you ain't seen things I've done. You know, being in the war. And then someone, when you get back, someone takes the life of your daughter. And they get away with it because they're just rich. And rich people never go to jail and stuff like that. And I was like, uh-oh, this movie's trying to have a message. Oh, shit, here we go. And, you know, she was like, no, I won't tell anybody. He was just like, and then he started setting up this grill. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? He about to cook him an egg sandwich or something like that down here? And he starts talking about how, you know, you don't know what it's like to have your child taken away from you. So I'm not a bad man. I'm not a rapist or anything like that. She was pregnant with my child or whatever. I was like, oh, what? Oh, God. I was like, wait a minute, how are you not a rapist then? And then he pulls out this little refrigerator, a cup of his semen. I was like, oh, why is that thing,
Why the cup full to the top? I was like, how many times did you nut in this goddamn cup? Oh, God. I bet he has angry masturbation time with himself, too. He just, yeah. And I was just like, oh, God, you don't look pleasant at all masturbating, Stephen Lang. I'm sorry, bro. I know you like 64 or whatever and shit like that. But granted, I wouldn't say this shit to your ass any time of the week, whatever. I'd be your he bitch whenever you needed me to be. But it was just fuck. I ain't gonna lie, it got silly as fuck right here now. I mean, he sliced her pants up and shit because he got her tied up and hanging in the air and shit like that. I was like, that's some BDSM shit right here. He manages to take some scissors and cut her pants perfectly to where her vagina's hanging. I'm just like, damn, for a blind man, he sure didn't know where that vagina was. And he was like, in 9 months, I was gonna let her go. I promise. She should have just gonna have my baby and I was gonna let her go. I was like, oh, okay, you fucking lost me now, movie. All right, man. He takes one of them those little suction things, whatever stuff. He sucks up the semen. He's like, I'm gonna fill you up, girl. And then I let you go in nine months. I was like, what the fuck? And she's screaming and shit. I was like, all right, movie. Let's just end this. Let's just wrap it up, please. We're coming to an end here. And then Alex shows up, beats the fuck out of him, handcuffs him to the damn thing. And they're like, we're going to get out of here. We're leaving now. So they got the key to the door. And you would think Alex would have probably unlocked the goddamn door before he decided to go down there and beat this dude ass with a goddamn hammer. No. Dumbass leaves the keys in the fucking door and shit. We'll figure it out when we get up there. Okay. This dude ends up getting shot by Stephen Lang. And you're like, what the fuck? He's got the whole damn pole with the look how big this man is. You thought a pole was going to hold a scrawny ass little water pole? You thought that was going to hold him with handcuffs? Shit, he blows a fucking hole in Alex's back. Alex is dead now. She manages to get away. She runs out the door. She just runs like a motherfucker. And she's like, you're out of your element. It's not dark anymore. It's not. And he just looks at her that way. That dog comes running out, that motherfucker, and chases her ass. And I'm like, at this point, I was laughing at that dog was chasing her. But I was like, man, you could have just ended the movie right there, seriously. I mean, she got away with the money. She got it. Let's just go. Dog ends up attacking her. She makes it to Money's car. The money's hanging out. The dog, and she don't have the keys, though, so I don't know why she would get in the fucking car in the first place. And then it's a whole damn segment of how she locked the dog up in the trunk and stuff. I'm just like, okay, movie, you're losing me. You are really fucking losing me now. You just hurry up. And then Stephen Lang shows back up. And then once again, she's back in the house. I'm just like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, back in this fucking... Okay, either you're going to rape the chick or not. What's going on here? Damn. Just hurry up and get it to it. Shit. And this is one of the many 6 endings it had and shit. And she finds the remote to the security system that... Oh, my God. They kept bringing this remote up and out the whole fucking movie. I got tired of this fucking remote that sets the alarms off that Alex had. She sets it off. The alarms go crazy. And it throws his whole... senses off like a motherfucker, and she starts beating him with this I think it was a crowbar. Yeah, she's beating him with this crowbar until he fell down the basement area, because he don't handle stairs. He uses a fucking ladder to get down there, and he falls down. He shoots himself. She thinks he's dead. She hears the cops coming. She runs out. She's got the money, only to find out, you know, later she's at an airport with her daughter. They're having a little bit of breakfast or something like that. She's like, oh, I got away, got the millions and shit like that. I'm so sorry, Alex. I got you killed. Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Okay, I really didn't like her after that. I was just like, well, to be honest, he was pussy whip. I guess whatever. Got to do what he got to do. And then she looks on the news. Apparently, he lived, and he said he was just pretty much. He told the news he was like, I was defending my home from these 2 burglars that broke in. Nothing was taken. And he survived healthily. And then she just looks and says, oh, let's get out of here. And they get on the flight and they head to California. The end. Okay. God damn, movie. This movie just kept going on and on. This has got to be the longest hour and 28 minutes I think I've seen. I thought the movie was cool. Had a lot of cool tension in it. Stephen Lang is great in the film. I hate everybody else, though. I can't stand. They are written terribly. And they're written to be those fucking cliche stereotypes in movies, whatever. You know, you got the douchebag, the pussy whip dude, and the sympathetic girl with a dream. And you're just like, oh, my God, who gives a shit? They're criminals, each one of them. Matter of fact, if anything, even with his tying bitches up in basements, some semen in their ass or whatever up and shit like that to have his baby, they still more of a criminal than he is, to be honest. Shit. I was going to let her go in 9 months. Word?
Dude, she's going to tell on your ass. They're going to arrest you. What the hell are you talking about? So I can live my life with my baby. Oh, my God. That was some weird shit in this movie. And people are like, oh, it's probably a cool twist. No, that's not cool. It's stupid as fuck. Matter of fact, it took away from the movie as well, too. It kind of took me out of it because I was like, oh. I was enjoying this aspect of it. But you could tell that the movie was kind of losing steam because we're almost like hitting a 50-minute mark at this point. You're just like, okay, what else can you do now? I mean, there's not a lot of options here. This house is big, but it ain't that big. It's not mansion size to where there's multiple rooms other than the basement itself and the damn air filter that conveniently people can fit in and stuff like that. But whatever, I guess. I mean, so you kind of knew that something was going to happen. Or there was going to be a twist in here or something else was going on in that basement, why it was locked up. But when he just revealed it, you're just like, I don't give a fuck about none of this stuff. And that really, I ain't gonna lie, that last third act really dropped my rating down. Because, man, I was on a seat. I was like, oh, this is really good. I like this. I like thriller films a lot. And this was a damn solid thriller film, even with the shitty-ass characters and stuff. But I was rooting for them all to get killed. So I was really behind Stephen Lang. So that really brought some excitement to my eyes that he was murdering motherfuckers, like, right off the bat. Like, I ain't lying. Money dies in the first 3 minutes they break into this house. And it's kind of funny as hell to me. I was laughing and shit. I clapped. I gave it a standing ovation. The best part of the damn movie, if you ask me. Matter of fact, and another best part of the movie is when he's beating the shit out of the other two and stuff. I was like, yeah, you need to beat their ass. They're trying to rob you and raid your house. There's a reason why you're boarded up. Another problem I have with this movie, though, is gunshots go off in this motherfucker like crazy. I lost track of how many gunshots went off. Some of it even outside. And this is what I gotta ask Detroit now. People, anybody that's from Detroit listens to this. What the hell part of Detroit was this where nobody else heard this shit? I'm thinking, first of all, he's dragging Rocky in the middle of the street in broad daylight. I'm thinking people looking out their window, drinking their coffee and saying, honey, huh. Blind man is doing it again. Oh, my God. No, he's up to so good. Or is, Detroit really that fucked up to the point that people see that shit out their windows and go, I guess I'll stay in today. Okay, well, hey, all right. Now, I can't believe that some of the shit that was going on and that nobody heard anything, reported nothing or whatever, or was it just to them, that's just a normal day. So, Detroit, answer this for me. Answer this for me. Please, I need to know. I need to know how fucked up your city is. I know how fucked up it is. I went there once. And I didn't stay long. I stayed for about an hour. Because once that tour guy said, if you look to your left, you'll have to dodge because it's about time for the 9 o'clock bullets to be flying. I said, oh, Lord. And they really just started flying. So I got the fuck up out that city and went to Chirac. Anyway, though, but yeah, that some of the shit, honestly, when the third act comes, it just gets silly and it really takes away from the film. And it really brought my rating down a whole rating drop. So I'm going to go with a rent it. I think it's got some good tension in there. They do some excellent camera work with this house. But you know what? This probably would have worked better as a short. Not knowing who the three shitty characters are, and you would have just stuck them in this house right away, saying they're going to rob it, turn it into a 15, 20-minute short, I think would have been cool as shit. But then the long, because this movie don't really have a lot to offer. Once it gets to the later second half, to the third act, once it gets to that, you can tell, okay, you didn't have anything else to do, and you just thought of whatever crazy shit you could think of that people can go, I didn't go, I went, that's just fucking retarded, is what I did. So, rent it at your own cost and stuff like that. And next time you decide, if we got any robbers on this site or anything that listen to this review right now, if you decide to rob a blind man and he looks like Stephen Lang, that's your ass, then. You deserve your ass beat. Come on. Look at this man. Look at God, this man was born in 1952. This dude is in damn good shape. Man, Frank, thing is, he looks smaller in this film than the last film I saw him. And yet, he's still fucking gigantic. Look at this motherfucker. God damn. Everybody deserves to die that walks in his path if he decides to break in his house. You fucking ignorant fucks.
He's coming. see what I see.